This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 15th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Mary. How you doing, Mary?
I'm doing okay. You know, given the circumstances about the day yesterday and all our hopes and dreams being crushed, I'm okay other than that.
It's not great. Not great stuff. Had any rooting interest in any of like three or four people.
Yeah, I'd say that I'm doing about as well as Lamar wearing a costume.
Yes. We are going to get into that and everything else as we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. It was day 20 in the house, and this will be quick and not necessarily painless. But we will get you through it. Just a quick update, really, on the state of the house at this point. There's genuinely not a ton to talk about. And it's really just going to we're kind of just setting the stage for you as we head into the final stretch of the season. Just over a week left of Celebrity Big Brother. But
quick and painful. My favorite type.
Quick and painful. Yeah. Let's
rip the Band-Aid off.
Exactly. That's exactly what this update is. It's a Band-Aid being just ripped right off. Before the eviction, the morning of the eviction, Carson, Cynthia, Misha, and Todrick got together, and Carson really wanted to just kind of like reiterate a kind of deal between the four of them that, you know, by taking out Shayna, who they all recognize, you know, yes, she was playing both sides, but because she was playing both sides, she wasn't really after us. She's kind of a neutral party, and we're not taking out somebody like Todd, who's not a neutral party, who would come after us. So, you know, with that in mind, we would hope that, you know, you guys would protect us in the next HOH, and Todrick and Misha are like, hey, we're cool with that. We're fine with that. That's fine.
Yeah. Is this the least effective deal anyone's ever made?
I mean, it's better than not having made the deal, to be fair.
I mean, I guess, although the deal is like, let me do all these things for you.
Yes.
And then you could do something for me, even though, like, the way that Carson even always talks about the deal is like, look, we're going to sacrifice our person, Shayna, so that it can be the four of you against the two of us. Then if you could please protect us, that would be great. But it's so then it's not the four of them against the two of us. You want it to be the four of you. But that's not really, they never really have a conversation about like, so we're going to target Todd, or so like Lamar is going to go up. They keep it so open ended, even though there's not many people left for there to even be possibilities.
Yeah. I mean, the implication is that if Shayna or if Misha or Todrick were to win HOH, that they would go after Lamar would be the thing, especially given their conversation here. But, you know, and you know, Todrick and Misha do talk a little bit like, you know what, if we lost to Carson, we'd be okay with it. Like, they're very happy with Carson at this point. But that's kind of what happened. Like, when somebody's giving you what you want them to give you, your part of you is like, oh yeah, 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 then definitely I'll give them what they want. But then the second it stops, we fully expect that it's going to, now that he's not giving me the things anymore, I mean, do we really have to lose to him anymore? Probably not, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad. I feel like it's kind of like that thing where you want to have a conversation with someone and make a deal with them, but you don't really want to talk about all the details, because even you yourself know that, like, if you bring up certain details, maybe this won't go the way you want. So you like try to kind of just like sneak it in there and see if it works.
Yeah. Todrick wants to know we'll make this deal, but what happens if Shayna wins the veto? What about the vote? Would we still keep Misha in the game? And Carson and Cynthia both agree, yes, we are good with that. We will vote Todd out if things stay the same. At which point, Misha starts to really push her luck and says, between Todd and Lamar, who do we think we would want out? Because thinking about it, like, you know, Lamar has said to me in the past that he would put me and Todrick up. And Carson's like, well, yeah, I mean, we know that Todd is with you. So, I mean, I feel like we would just kind of prefer Todd leave. And Todrick is like, well, I don't think any of this matters, because if Shayna wins the veto, I don't think she's using it. So I don't think Lamar will be on the block. And they're like, oh, yeah, 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 that makes sense. If it wasn't even more abundantly clear, everyone knows where everyone stands here.
Yes. Also, before that conversation, Carson and Cynthia had even talked, and Carson had brought up the idea of like, Misha also might just like throw the HOH to someone else so that she doesn't have to win, so that she doesn't have to uphold that deal. And Cynthia is like, oh, wow, you're so smart for even thinking of that possibility. I never would. I love how locked in everyone is to like, well, Misha's going to win because she's the best. And it's not like she could play her way out of this situation. Yes, she can. Yes, she can.
That's pretty much the deal. They agree on the deal. And then the rest of the day for them is just more talking about Shayna. She hasn't defended herself enough. And this is sort of what I was talking about last night, but like, a big point for Cynthia is that she, if she says, if it were untrue and it were about her, she would have confronted Todrick and Misha publicly and like hashed it out with them and called them liars and all of that. But Shayna never really did that. She's avoided conversations with Todrick and Misha. And that's because she knows that she's the liar.
Yeah. And this is something that Rob's brought up a lot in Survivor as well, of like the person who really, really firmly denies and keeps fighting is a little more believable than the person who just walks away. It's really tough because if you're in a situation where, and you've mentioned this time and time again, but like, it's not a complete 100% misunderstanding, piling on fabrication. There are seeds of truth or elements of things that Shayna did that Carson and Cynthia won't like. There's not really any great way of trying to, you're going to have to accept some of the things. You can't deny all of them. And it also it's different because no matter how much they say, it's just game, it's not personal, it's just game. Putting yourself in a situation where you have to stand up in front of the entire rest of the house and defend yourself is going to open fire for anyone to say anything they want about you, whether it be truth or lies or game or non-game related. And so just opening yourself up to the firing squad like that, I can totally understand why Shayna's like, you know what? I'm just going to go sit in my room and not do this instead.
Yeah. Carson also said he's really glad that he's got Cynthia in there with him because he is the most gullible person in the world. And, you know, Cynthia really keeps his head on straight here.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Something about people who don't know leading other people who don't know.
Todd and Lamar have a conversation because Shayna talked to Carson and she basically asked him straight up, are you backdooring me? And he was like, and so she knows for sure. And she already knew, but she knows for sure now. And she was like, he wasn't even going to tell me. And she's asking for her suit. She's like, can I pack my own suitcase here? I know I'm not on the block, but I'd rather do it myself. And so Todd now knows that she knows. And so Todd is telling Lamar like, oh yeah, Shayna knows she's going up. And Lamar's like, Shayna's going up. And he's like, but if I win, I'm not going to put Shayna up. I would put Todrick up. And Todd is like, oh no, you don't choose. Carson chooses.
Lamar is very confusing. Do you believe at all that Lamar could be like putting on airs here?
No, I don't. I think a lot of people say that, but they, you know, I feel like that is the go-to thing. Anytime anybody does something dumb in Big Brother like this, people always go to like, ah, they're playing us. Like, well, Philip Shepherd, he's playing us, right? Like it's always that, but it's never true. They're never
at
playing.
At the very least, I do feel like Lamar does recognize that that Shane is probably not the person who it makes most sense for certain people in the house to go for. Like, I think that he's not like completely out of the loop of like who's playing well. Like, you know,
no, yeah. I think that he has more common sense than a lot of the people in the house. He just really doesn't care about the rules of the game. He just has never really paid much attention to it.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's funny for moments like this. I never thought we'd be getting this 3 weeks in or whatever.
Yeah. So that was basically the day leading up to the eviction. We are then going to get the live eviction that we saw. Shayna not even chosen to play in the veto to save herself. Rough stuff.
It's moments like this where you want the game to be a little bit rigged.
What can you do? She is then going to be evicted unanimously. And that's when the feed's cut, the episode's over. And they're down for a while. HOH competition.
Yeah.
They come back up. We have a new HOH. And our new HOH is Todd Bridges.
It's like my mind is like blown.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I saw three separate polls on Twitter about who do you want or who do you expect to be HOH? And Todd Bridges had almost zero votes on all of those. So it was pretty surprising.
If you think about it, it makes a lot of sense given the events of like I think a large portion of the audience, and not all of the audience, but a large portion of the audience, if you had asked them, what is your worst case scenario for, you know, the previous HOH? It was Carson winning and taking out Shayna. What is the worst case scenario for the veto competition? Shayna's not even picked. What is the worst case scenario for this HOH? It would be Todd Bridges winning, because Todd Bridges is going to go after Carson and Cynthia, and Todrick and Misha get to go. Huh.
Yeah.
Not us.
And we're not even going to have like the Lamar win, where Lamar is at least like, wait a second. It doesn't make sense to take out Carson and Cynthia when Misha is standing right there. Yeah, it was interesting. I was not expecting it. We heard a little bit throughout the night about what the HOH competition might have been. I'm not sure if we got any confirmation on whether or not anybody actively threw it, but it does seem like something that theoretically Todd could win. It seems like he was doing very well from the start and was like the only one getting them right. Seems like it had to do with either tasting or smelling stuff.
Yeah, and there wasn't really any speculation that I saw from Carson or Cynthia, even though Carson mentioned the idea, the possibility that, what if Misha throws it to somebody else who will target us? There was not any talk of like, do you think she threw it? So whatever it was either very convincing or they just straight up didn't throw.
Yeah.
But Todd is the new HOH, but the feeds open up. Normally when the feeds open up and it's like new HOH, there's they're talking about the HOH competition. They're talking about plans for the week. Feeds open up to, they're still talking about Shayna.
Not a great look from anyone in this conversation, particularly. You know what we don't need to do is talk about how people dress after they've already left the house.
The amount of separate conversations about the way that Shayna dressed is wild to me. And not that it matters, but like I never would have even thought to think about what Shayna dressed. Like, Todrick has a unique style of dress, yes, that like if people talked about the way Todrick dressed, I would still be like, let him dress how he wants. But it would be like, it's still a unique style that stands out.
It's because it's not about a uniqueness in style of how someone's dressing. It's about a stereotypical, this is a thing that people like to have opinions on how women dress, particularly when they're wearing things that maybe, the number of times I heard people say things like, I wouldn't want to be her boyfriend seeing her on TV dressing like that. Because, you know, that's the most important thing about the way someone dresses is how their male significant other might care. I mean, and you can have your own personal opinions about that or like how you want to dress. My point is less so about like those opinions. It's more so about, is this really how you need to be spending your time in a house that's broadcasted live that she also will see or hear about? Like that part annoys me almost as much, but it's just not fun. It's like, you know, you're all celebrities. You all know that you have been on like various TV shows wearing various different things. How much does it matter? Is it just because you're living in a house and that's not the way that you chose to dress in this house? I don't know. It's very, very low to bring this up, I feel like. And also just like very not relevant or important anything that else is going on.
I mean, this is basic 101 stuff. It's like, who cares? Don't talk about how people dress. They can dress how they want. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's also, I thought the other thing that was kind of interesting is like, have you also never seen a normal season of Big Brother? Because wearing leggings and a sports bra is like pretty much like 50% of the way most people dress. Like, not just in Big Brother, but probably I would assume in LA or like, I was watching like another reality show and that was like how half the people were dressed. Like, is this shocking? I don't know. I mean, is it because it's not summer?
Or have they ever watched Too Hot to Handle? I imagine people dressed. I think they're always in bathing suits. I think that's just in my head, though.
Yeah, I don't know. It's unfortunate. So that topic of conversation, not fun. Another one is the, I don't know. It's just kind of frustrating to hear the amount of like, see, we did a good thing. We got the toxic, cancerous, bad person out of the house, everything, breath of fresh air. And it's the like obvious Cynthia and Carson knowing that they're in trouble. I don't even care if this was a bad game move for us. My conscience is clear because of the bad energy is out of the house. Like, I think Cynthia says it like 10 times in the span of an hour. There's a different conversation happening and she just keeps coming in with, oh, I just feel so great about how the bad energy is gone. Was Shayna doing anything? Like, it's not like Shayna was running around the house banging pots and pans or talking about everyone in really horrible personal ways, like up until her last moment. Like, she was playing the game.
Yeah, it's wild. It's like, you know how usually when people are like heading they're on their way out the door and they usually come up with some way that they've really won the game. Right. Like I'm the real winner of this game because I grew as a person, or I got my message out that I want to get back with Chloe, or I made some money, or I got enough fans, or
I backdoored myself.
maintained my integrity. Yeah. Like, whatever it is. The thing that Cynthia and Carson have latched onto is, well, at least we got Shayna out.
And it's not, I mean, I understand that Shayna did lie to them about some things, but I just wish they could see, like, okay, we got played by someone that we thought was a friend and an ally. And so instead, we actively chose to get played by the people we knew were our enemies. So yeah. That's where we are.
Yeah. And the thing too is, like, they're genuinely like, Cynthia's like, I'm fine to go home now. I'm good. We did it. Carson says, you know, we made a deal with the people who are most likely to win. We did our best. Okay. All right.
Okay.
We mentioned the costumes. Yeah. Todd chose Lamar and Todrick, to wear costumes together. These are dual costumes. They are linked, not by like handcuffs, but by like a tether, on their wrist. And, Lamar is not happy. He is not pleased. He is very much in his
I need a pancake
mode. He is especially not pleased that Todd chose him, that Todd could have chosen anybody else, but he chose Lamar, and now he's going to look like a doofus with a costume on, and he's stuck to Todrick all the time.
Todd says his reason for doing this was he knows that Lamar would have done it to him, and he slaps his butt too much. So I just think that, I mean, I think that everyone else is right when they're telling Lamar, like, this will just get you fans. People like it when you wear a costume. I mean, there's nothing funnier than seeing Lamar walking around in this outfit. It's
very mopey.
It took a second for me to even figure out what the outfit was. Also,
I still don't fully get it.
So I think that it's like a drink that goes with. So Todrick is a lime.
Yeah.
And I think he's like a drink, like a mojito or like a margarita or some kind of like soda water. He's something that like a lime would go with. It's very weird, but it's like one of those really, really cheap like Halloween costumes that's sort of all one big thing. I mean, it's not like the most unfortunate costume. He's just wearing like a you know, black shirt and black pants and then like a big soda can looking thing over him. It's kind of weird, but yeah, I mean, Todrick's outfit has a lot more going on. He has like a hat and stuff. Unless Lamar's just not wearing everything.
Yeah.
Also, in the conversation, I tried to go back and listen to this again. I wrote this down and then I was like, there's no way he actually said that out loud, but maybe he did. When they get the costumes and they're talking about how the worst part is not as much the costume, but the fact that they're tethered, Todrick literally says he's... The hardest part is that he's not going to get to hang out with her one-on-one. Like, does he mean like Misha? Like, I can't go plot with Misha. I'm pretty sure that's what he said. That yeah. was pretty surprising to me. I'm like, that he just said that out loud to everyone else. I don't know. I mean, I guess they know, but.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, the thing too, though, is that like, by Todd doing this and Lamar will be stuck to Todrick, I imagine up until and past the nomination ceremony. Which means that Lamar won't be able to like try to get Todd to nominate Andre.
Yeah, he can't. He can't like even try to convince him that maybe this isn't the best move.
Yeah.
Oh well.
What are you gonna
do? It's unfortunate. But yeah, Todd is gonna talk with Misha.
Yes.
Quickly about his potential noms.
It's a very quick conversation, but it's pretty much the only conversation worth talking about in the whole update.
Yep. Todd says that he is thinking of Carson and Cynthia. And Misha's gonna say, like, okay, yeah, you wouldn't put Todrick up, right? He's like, oh, not this round, like when it gets down to the four of us, maybe. But
yeah, so so Misha starts the conversation first of all by saying, it's so funny that Shayna picked you as her person. Like on her way out the door, like, oh, she's trying, like you, she wants you to win.
Everyone's really like, upset by the hugs that Shayna gave out the door to Lamar and Todd. They're like, she wasn't even that close with Todd.
Yeah. And Todd's like, I never even talked to her. And then he was also like, Nor would I, given the way that she dresses. I would never want to date somebody like that. Yeah. Like, yeah. Whoa! He says, he then goes on to say, like, he needs to put Carson up. And he says, if Carson wins the veto, then he'll have to put Lamar up and let him go. You got to do what you got to do. That was interesting. Now he kind of like mumbles this. I don't know if what he means is like let him go as in let him go up on the block, or let him go as in he would take Lamar out over Cynthia. It definitely seemed like the implication was take him out over Cynthia, because then he asked, who do we put up next to him? And Misha says Cynthia, and he says, yeah, it'll have to be. Again, none of this is set in stone, but the implication here is that Todd may have Lamar as the backup target as of right now.
Yeah, it seems like Todd's thinking here along the lines of, okay, against us, so obviously not me, you, and Todrick. We need to be going in order of threats to win competition. Like, that's the only other thing I could think of. Not that Lamar has won anything, but... I guess neither has Cynthia. it's kind of odd. I don't know. It's hard to read sometimes how much Todd like is supplying himself or just saying what he thinks maybe Misha wants to hear as his role as her number one supporter.
Well, he says it'll have to be Cynthia. She says you wouldn't put Todrick up, right? He says no, not this round. Later on, when there's four of us. I'd put him up on the block, but not now. I mean, when there's four of us, I might go after you, Misha. When there's four of us is two rounds, like one round from now, essentially. Like, he'll be HOH this round until five, and then after that, it'll be four. I like sticking with what we had because it worked. Look, it got us here. So that's the plan. It's going to be Carson and Cynthia. If Carson wins the veto, Lamar goes on the block. And then, let's face it, even if Todd wanted to take out Cynthia at that point, Misha and Todrick decide anyway, and they would probably just take out Lamar at that point. So Lamar, very likely the backup target, whether or not Todd meant it that way, as we are looking at Carson and Cynthia nominations.
And I guess the only thing you could hope is, okay, let me think. If Carson and Cynthia go up, Carson wins veto, takes himself off. Although I could also see Carson deciding to take Cynthia off as well, because he's mentioned that in the past. Takes himself off. If Todd really does put Lamar up to send him home, I mean, the votes aren't even really there for that. So I don't think it's going to matter, because I think Misha and Todrick would just vote out Cynthia.
Exactly.
They have a reason to it. Yeah.
If you put Lamar up, I think they would vote Lamar out. If he decided to put up Todrick, you know, if he's lying to Misha and he puts Todrick up next to Cynthia, then, you know, theoretically Lamar and Carson would have the votes to send Todrick out. What he really should do is put up Misha, if he has any game sense at that point, and send Misha out. Because he should want to get to the end with Todrick. it's not looking great for either Carson or Lamar here.
Yeah, not looking great. Lamar, I don't know if you caught this, asked Todrick last night also if he can call him Todd. And Todrick said no. It's just like, well, I'm chained to you, so... I'm going to probably accidentally call you Todd a couple times. Did like that. Mild intrigue of whether or not Todd would put up Lamar or is lying. But I think it's most likely just going to be pretty straightforward here.
Yeah, I mean, similar to the Lamar, is he playing us thing, you know. I think that people can be very quick to be like, that's not what I want to hear. Hopefully he's just lying. But like 99% of the time when somebody says, this is what I'm doing, that's what they're doing.
It's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yep. And Cynthia and Carson, I think, see it. They continue mostly just to say, oh, it's fine. Even if I go home, you know, we gave it a try. At least we were classy in the way that we let Shayna leave and did it gracefully. And they think they don't think it was classy how she didn't hug them on the way out. Yeah, because if she had done that, they would have told her that they weren't upset with her.
Yeah, you know what's classy? Playing a game and not trying to bring integrity into it and acting like playing the game means you don't have integrity. That's classy.
Do you ever think about, like, I know you don't necessarily want to, but if you ever were playing Big Brother, do you think that you would have like alarm bells going off if you heard anyone try to convince you to do anything based on like personal reasons? Because I almost feel like if I'm hearing that, if it's like nugget of game reason, lots of personal, I almost feel like even if it's true that it's more likely than not just trying to get me to feel stronger about something that I probably shouldn't, you know, care about as much when it comes to game. Like, I wonder if that's a tell. I mean, there's certainly are personal attacks people make that you do want to like watch out for. But if it's something that you've like never would have saw coming, doesn't jive with the image that you have of a person in the house. I wonder if that would, if it's something that you could realize playing the game, or if it just feels so different when you're in there.
I mean, honestly, it's something you should probably watch out for in real life too. If somebody's trying to get you to feel a certain way, especially if it's a negative way, right? I'm always skeptical of people that are like come to me with like complaints about other people, like trash talking other people. I'm like, what are we doing?
You know, good way to live your life.
But that's really, I mean, anything else you wanted to talk about here, Mary?
That was, I'm surprised we got it this long. That was pretty much it. That was pretty much it. You know, I know that a lot of people are checked out at this point. Taryn, can you give me something to root for? Give me something to look forward to.
Well, assuming Lamar survive, if you're a Lamar fan, if assuming Lamar survives this eviction, which is not guaranteed, he is, you know, theoretically, he's probably the next target at five. But if he survives that, you know, he's only a couple of comps away from, you know, he probably wins against most people at this point. But he still hasn't won anything to this point, so it's not super likely. If you are a fan, man, yeah. What are you look for? Maybe the thing is to just, stop worrying and love the Misha, because things are looking Misha.
Also a possibility, you know, that's something that you could do. Hey, you know what? We can jump on the bandwagon of whoever's winning. I'm okay with that.
All right. Well, all right. That's right. Big Brother Canada is what we can look for.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Look, we are so close to Big Brother Canada, and Survivor's coming back in less than a month. Look, we got things to look forward to.
Yes. All right. Well, that's what we've got for you. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Another thing you can look forward to is tonight, the roundtable. Look, if you need some cathartic ratings, then I think tonight's your night. We're going to be giving some ratings to the players and talking through the week. The survey will go out. You can find it on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn when I tweet it out. You can rate the week, the players, you can rank your favorites. Look, they're never gonna, you know, hear it in the house, but you can put it in the survey and make your feelings heard, and then we'll talk about it tonight. It'll be great. 8 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you tune in. And then, of course, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, I'll be back to update you on everything that happens today on the Celebrity Big Brother live feeds. And tomorrow night, we'll have another episode and so on and so forth for another week. Before we wrap up the season here. You can also find me on Twitch, on YouTube, and, you know, on Post Show Recaps, talking about Raised by Wolves. Mary, what are you up to?
I am actually currently podcasting about Love is Blind season 2 over on Rob's podcast. So check that out. If you haven't watched the first 5-episode dump on Netflix, definitely do that. No need to watch season 1. It's completely separate. Although watch season 1. That was also amazing. And the next episode dump is coming out this Friday. So get those out before then. And you can check that out over at robiswebsite.com/firstsightfeed if you'd like to look that up. Otherwise, you can follow me everywhere else at Frail Mary.
All right. This is your regular scheduled reminder to don't believe Twitter accounts with spoiler in their name that claim to know behind the scenes information, and that's stuff that you just want to hear because it sounds believably hateable. It's never true. It's never true. Don't believe it. That's what we have for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll see you next time.